Bundaf Tzadik Beis, just this last Gemara just again. The last Shaila was, is Yarashala Bechlal, do you say Agad Kli Shmei Agad Loi Shmei Agad? So last Gemara Kashi was, Moser Rabbi Ravayim, Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos, somebody steals on Shabbos, is Chayiv, you have to pay back money. Shavu Aisha Kvan is Chayiv, B'Gneva Koyim Shiobu Da Yis HaShabbos. Through the Kashi later, when you carry out the Gneva from the guy's house on Shabbos, you're doing an Yisroi Tzor, so you're Chayiv Misa. So usually when you chayiv mitzvah, there's no chayiv momen. The Torah says doesn't come of asachas. First, when you pick up the geneva, you did a ma'is the geneva, you have the chayiv to pay back what you stole. Later, when you walk outside, that's when you get the chayiv mitzvah. Vashenken hoye megar v'yotze. You didn't pick up the geneva. Now you're stealing a sack of potatoes and you're schlepping it on the floor. Is potter. Here we say even though you stole it on Shabbos, you don't have to pay it back because we say since you have a chayiv mitzvah, you say kom lev rab minei. They both come the same time. When you're schlepping out the sack of potatoes, when you reach outside, you chayiv misa for carrying it outside. So even though you're also stealing it, that's called common rabbinay. We only give you the ikah chi of the misa, we don't make you pay the money. Now the kashv is vifagodaitach. Agad kli shmayag. And if you say when you schlep something outside for the hoitzor on Shabbos, even though all the potatoes are outside, but since part of the bag is still inside the house, it's not called you made haitzor on Shabbos. Abazoi is kodim la yisak enabel yisak Shabbos. For the gate is stealing, when you take the potatoes outside the guy's house, as soon as you got the potatoes outside, you kind of them. The potatoes are outside, you kind of you made a yisak enabel. You're not chayin for Shabbos until the whole bag left the house. So that first comes later. So you should also have a chiv to pay. Why do we say come the rabbi nate? So tomorrow true. Eat the afkud there is chiv. If you take the stack of potatoes with the opening out first, then hachinam, you'd be right. Since the opening is outside with you, at any time you could put your hand inside the sack and take out the potatoes. So as soon as you schlep the potatoes outside the house, it's called you stole the potatoes, you chayiv for geneva. For Shabbat, you're not chayiv until you take out the whole kli outside. You take the true, you'd be chayiv in such a case. Why do we say here, yapoto as komle b'rabminein? Hoch, the mayaskinu, what are we talking about? The yafka derech shula. You took out the sack of potatoes, the back side you took out first. So there's no opening there. You can't get the potatoes out. The bottom of the sack is outside. So the bottom, you can't get the potatoes out. So you can't use the potatoes until you get the front of the bag outside. Therefore, it's not called Dina Maisik Neva until you took out the whole bag outside. What do you mean you can't get the potatoes out of the bag even though you have the bottom side outside, but cut it? Mokhamos Rashi means by the seam. You have a seam that was sewed up, the sack of potatoes, so cut the seam and you can take out the potatoes. Therefore, whatever is outside, all the potatoes you took outside, Luchuri did a Maisa Genevim. So for that, you chayiv to pay back, you did a Maisa Genevim. And you're not chayiv for Shabbos until you take all the potatoes outside. So you take the whole bag outside. So the Gemara, that you could take out the potatoes by ripping up the seam, and you can get the potatoes out. So whatever's outside, you should be kind of a geneva. But teretz is benascha. So Ashlan benascha means pieces of metal. So you're changing the whole pshat in the Gemara now. We're not talking about you stealing a bag of potatoes. You're stealing pieces of metal. And the long pieces. So until you get the whole piece, the whole bag of metal out, you're not kind of anything. So Rashi benatzcho, shein chatichas saruchas, they're very long pieces of metal. The chol zaman shemiksosi bifnim, as long as some part of the metal is inside lekona. So you're not even kind of for geneva. So not the pshat that what's left inside is only the bag, and it's a sign from aga kli. But part of the metal is still left inside. That's what we're being chosen now. It's talking about you're stealing big pieces of metal. So when are you chayiv for the geneva? When you take the whole piece of metal outside the house. If you take the whole piece of metal outside, you chayiv for Shabbos and also. So it's called both chayivim come the same time. So it says, since you have a chayiv misa for Tzoros and Shabbos, you don't have a chayiv to pay money. We say, come lay with the rabbi minay. So tomorrow, the chayiv on the ikah shansin, mafik lay at pumei fishori. Tomorrow, usually this bag, though, has strings attached. Has like a such ritsuas. Ritsuas shakur and astun has strings on it. Like you tie up the bag with the strings. See, even though you took out all the metal, but the strings are still inside, or the straps. So So since the straps are still inside, it's called agat kli. You shouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos yet. Mashen is for the geneva, you chayiv right away as soon as you take out the pieces of metal. And the straps are still inside. The half a minute is the straps are like loose. So when you take out the bag of metal, true, you have all the metal outside, but the straps are still left, are still dragging along inside. So close the mind, you don't take out the straps. That's called agat kli. You're not chayiv for Shabbos, but you're chayiv for the geneva right away. So it's still shver. Let's say you're chayiv for geneva first, and the chiv misa first comes later when you schlep out even the straps. And the Gemara de Lekeshansim, we're talking about here, this right, that there's no straps attached to this bag. So it's only one bag full of metal. So when you carry out the bag of metal, as soon as the metal comes outside, that's when you're chayiv for Shabbos also. So melo yipotek was kamle b'rabim minei. The boy is saying to the more another terrorist to say is the Islay. I'll tell you, Taka, this bag has straps. No, mekarchi alavayu. The straps are not loose, just hanging in the back, but the mamash wrapped around the bag. In other words, you need these straps to be able to hold the metal in piece, in place to carry out the bag. So since the straps are tied around the bag, as soon as you take out the bag of metal, it's called Yemeitzur on Shabbos and Yechayiv. So mele, the Chiyiv Shabbos and the Chiyiv Mamnin, al Geneva come together. We're talking about you had to tie up the straps to make the bag hold the metal. So if when you carry out the bag now, the same second you have the whole bag outside to be chayiv for geneva, that's the same second you chayiv for itzoy Shabbos. So mele we say, come live the Rabbi Minei. There's no raya to Rabbi Yochanan here, or no raya to Chizkiyah. There's no raya to Tushitis. If you say agad kli, shmei agad, or lo shmei agad. So tomorrow now, v'cheinu amar Rova. Rova and Abaye also have the same machlokes. V'cheinu amar Rova, Rova says pshat now Mishnah. Lo ishanu. When do we say yepoter ela bekupa malei kishuyim, udluyim? Again, the Mishnah said a chiddush. If you have this basket, like Abaye's, Rova's learning now, full of cucumbers, long cucumbers, even though you put most of the basket outside of the Shusha Rabbim, but since the last part of the basket is still inside the Shusha Yochid Yepoter, you're not chayiv for Shabbos. What are we talking about? It's a big basket full of long cucumbers. So the pshat is none of the fruit, none of the vegetables, the cucumbers got through Shusha Rabbim. That's why you potter. You take one long cucumber, carry most of it outside, but a little bit is still left inside the house, you potter on Shabbos. Avo Malei Chardel. But Rava learns, if this basket would have been full of mustard seeds, those are small things, so chayiv. Then if you take this basket, roll over the basket outside, to about the part of the basket that's outside, there are mustard seeds that you took completely from your house out to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you chayiv for those mustard seeds. That's Rav Svara. Alma, Tzavar Agad Kli Loishma Yagid. Even though the mustard seeds now is in this big basket, and part of this basket is still inside the house, so you did not make hoy soy, you did not carry out the whole basket, we say don't look at the basket. Agad Kli Loishma Yagid. We don't consider the mustard seeds inside attached to the Kli, which is still attached to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. No, the seeds are separately. So for the chadl, you made hoy soy, the mitzias, this chadl is outside of Rosh Hashanah Rabin now, therefore you chayiv. That's Rava's Svara. Abaye Wama, says Nolak Rabbi Yechanan, Abaye Wama Afilu Mleya Chardom. The Mishnah means even though you have a basket full of small mustard seeds, and you carry it out, rover the basket is outside of Mishus Rabin. So come to say through a lot of mustard seeds that you made a complete Tetzor. You carried it out from your house to Mishus Rabin. Still potter. Hi, why you potter? You carried the seeds outside. But there it says, Al Maksover, that Abaye holds, Agad Kli Shmeyagid, that since the seeds are in the basket, and the basket is partly inside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so you're not chayiv for the basket, you didn't make a complete haitzor on the basket, you put them even on the seeds. It's Agad Kli Shmeyagid. Kozum on the Kli is attached inside, whatever is inside the Kli is also considered like it's still attached to the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So that's not called haitzor for Shabbos. So the Gemara now, Kom Abaye B'shitosa the Rova. Mashma Abaye was Chayzer, and Abaye now holds like Rova. And Pum Faket, Kom Rova, Peshitosa the Abaye. His Rova also changed his mind right now, and Rova holds now like Abaye. So both of them changed their Shitas. Rashi, Kom Abaye Peshitosa, Shneihem Chozer with Evrayim. Both Abaye and Rova changed around the Shitas. Vechlifam, that Abaye said first, that Agat Kli is Shmeyagit, Abaya is Choyzer Le Shmeyagit. They both changed around. So the more of a Rami da Abaya da Abaya. Now let's get Stira in two Abayas. Who are then Rami the Rav ad Rav? Have a Stira on Ravis. Why the Yitma? We learned. Hamoitzi Peiris Le Shusarabim. If somebody on Shabbos carries out fruit from his house to the Rishus Rabbim, Hamoitzi Peiris Le Shusarabim, Abaya Rama, Biyad Chayiv. If you're carrying it outside in your hand, you have an apple in your hand, and you walk outside to Rishus Rabbim, you're chayiv. The kli potter. But if you're carrying it outside in a kli, in a basket, you take a potter. So Rashi, biyad chayiv. Mishayotzu ha-peris. As soon as you put your hand outside your door, that your hand reached to Rishus Rabbim, you're chayiv. V'yafa pi shagufa Rishus Yochid. Even though your body is still standing inside your house, you just put your hand outside the window, and your hand now is staying, we'll soon see that what it's talking about. Your hand is staying near the Rishus Rabbi Michayev. For Lo Yamrina, we do not say Agat Gufa Shmeyagid. Let's say the apple is in your hand, and your hand is attached to your body, and your body is inside the Rishus Yochid. So it's not called the apples outside the Rishus Rabbi. Now we say no. Your hand doesn't go bust your goof. And the Mitzvah is the hand is outside the window in the Rishus Rabbi, then you chayev for that. You made it so. Mashenkin v'kli potas drashi kol zaman when sheish mixas akli v'vaisai. There is, you have a long basket, and the basket v'vaisai is full of even mustard seeds. So even though you took out this basket, that rove of the basket is outside of the Rishus Rabbim, and a lot of the mustard seeds are outside, still he holds your potter. Why your potter? Because agad kli shmeyagid. Since a little bit of this basket is still inside your house, you didn't take out the whole basket, so we consider all the pears inside the kli attached to the kli which is inside your house, that you potter. So that's our bias for it. Biyad chayit, the kli is potter. For Rav Ramano, biyad potter, Rav says vaked. If you take it out with your hand, even with your hand, also you potter. But vice versa, your hand, you say, agad, yad, ishmayag, attached to your body. The kli chayit. But if you take it out of the kli, then we say you are chayit. And you took out this basket full of mustard seeds, and Rova, the mustard seeds are mamash outside of the Rishus Rabbim. So Rova holds your chayiv. So Chorot Astira, so we just said that Rova holds before your potter. And the Gemara Epoch. Change around the gears here also. The what biyat yib Epoch. Change around. So there's no stira by him Rova. Rakoponim, there is a machlekes by him Rova. That one says agad kli shmeyagid, and one says agad kli lo shmeyagid. Yeah, but there's no stira because you change around the gears. What was the death halacha we had? There's somebody standing inside his house, and he has an apple inside his hand, and he puts his hand outside the window, that now the hand is Bishus Rabbim, he's chayiv. That's the first man Yom said, Yechayiv. Biyad Yechayiv. Fred Gemarik, is that true? Biyad chayiv, by putting your hand outside Bishus Rabbim, not even putting it down on the ground. Mashm, you still have the apple in your hand. But since Metchil, the apple was in your house, you picked it up in your house and put your hand with the apple outside the window. Now it's Rishus Rabbim. You're chayiv. But the Gemara asked you to the first Mishnah in the Perek. The Yotanan, the first Mishnah said, first Mishnah in the Masechta, Poshat Balabayis des Yodel Chutz. A Balabos means somebody that's inside his house. He picks up a piece of bread from his house and he puts his hand outside Lechutz. And he just keeps his hand outside the Rishus Rabbim. He don't put it down. And now the Oni, the person outside, comes and takes the piece of bread out of the Bala Boss's hand and puts it down in the Rishus Rabbim. He's potter, the Mishnah says. Or else, oi, shenosin l'toichoi, in the case where the Oni, the person outside, picked up some bread and put it in the Bala Boss's hand. Ve'echnisoi, and he put it inside, and then the Bala Boss took it. Ishnei p'turim. The Mishnah says, close of all potter. Master, for taking your hand with the apple inside your house and putting it outside the window is not called you made hoitzah. Hey, since you did not put the apple down on the floor, the apple is still in your hand, it's considered like the apple is like that's in a mixas rishus. It's not mamish in the rishus ayochid, because then the oni outside would be chayiv. But it's not called anywhere. I call upon him when the balabos picked up the bread in his house and put it outside the window, it's considered like stalemate. It's not called rishus ayochid, it's not called rishus rabbis, like a mokum ptur. So how can here Rav say Yechayiv? He was saying you take the apple in your hand and put your hand outside the window with Shusar Rabbim, Yechayiv on Shabbos. The first Mishnah says, Klo Yepoter, it says Shneim Pturim. And the Gemara, Hosom Lamala Migimel, Hocha Lamata Migimel. Here, with that, the Rava says here, Yechayiv, it's talking about you have this apple in your hand, and you put your hand outside the window, but right near the ground. It's within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So anything within Gimel Tfachim, that's 12 inches off the ground, we say Lovud. Lovud means it's considered like it's attached to the ground. So since you have your apple, mamish, within 3 Tfachim of the ground, it's considered as if the apple is mamish resting on the ground. If it's mamish on the Shus Rabbim, that's called a good halacha. That's why you chayiv. Like you took the apple out of your house, and it's considered as if your mamish put the apple down in the Shus Rabbim. Then avad yichayiv. That's what the first Mishnah says. If the Baal Habos takes the bread from his house and puts his hand outside, now when the Yoni takes it, the Yoni is potter, and the Baal Habos is potter, is not considered like he made halacha for putting the Shus Rabbim. It's talking about where his hand is normal, stretched out. It's not within Gimel Tfachim of the ground. So since it's time in the Avirim, but Lamaise, it wasn't Munach. It didn't rest on the ground. So all you did was you made an Akira, you picked up the bread, and you put it outside, but you didn't make Hanukkah, B'shus Rabbim. Therefore, the Baal Habos is Potter. And who are them? When the Oni takes it out, the Oni is also Potter. It's not called an Akira. Since the Chayfetz right now is like standing in the air, it's not Munach, so it's not called Hanochem, and it can't have a Shem Akira, that's why you put it in the Mishnah. But here, when Rava says Yechayiv, the Chiddush is where your hand is within Gimel Tfachim from the ground. Within Gimel Tfachim, then we say it's considered Kemunach on the ground itself. So that's the Mishnah. Hamoitzi, if you carry out on Shabbos anything, and you have a shear that you chayiv for, bein b'yamina, bein b'smoila, whether you carry it out in your right hand or with your left hand, that's called Derech Chaytzor, you chayiv on Shabbos. V'toich echekoi, you carry in your lap, oyal kseifov, or else on your shoulders, is also chayiv. That's still called derech chaytzor, to carry something on your shoulders. What's the raya? Shekein masav b'nei kohos. But that's the way in the Mishkan, they carry the Mishkan, the kelim, on their shoulders. That's the way b'nei kohos carry the Mishkan. So Rashi, shekein masav b'nei kohos, the ketef yisol, the pasuk says, they carry it on their shoulders. The yeminu smoil v'cheik strashi, that if you carry in your right hand or your left hand or on your lap, is urchai, that's normal, everybody carries that way. V'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Matzasi Shem V'shem Rav Hai Shemefurash Pashas Yushalmi of Kudas Alazah Ben Aaron Hocha Shem and Amor Kteres Asamim of Minchas HaTomid. V'now Shem and Amishcha means Shem and Echad B'yamin V'shem and Echad B'smil V'yakteres B'cheikoi V'achazit Meketet. They dashen from these tzukim to sell all these were derechetzor. Now the Rashi's first pshat is that's the Metzias. Your right hand or your left hand on your lap, people carry out that way. Right, is it the Mishnah? Kalachayat. Let's say you don't carry out the normal way. On the back side of your hand, on the kalachayat, you carry it out. Or else baragloi. Or else you carry it out with your foot. It's not there to carry out with your foot. The Tzayis has one girsa, kalachayat baragloi. The Tzayis has the girsa. This girsa, the Tzayis says, the sperm, the girls, the kalachayat, yeshlema, the baragloi, have a pirus kalachayat. That the pshat, the Mishnah means one thing. Carrying it out with your foot, that's called kalachayat. So it says, Mio girsa kama nichas fein. That's your two different pturim. There's one pturim kalachayad, means any type of a shinui. That means the back side of your hand, you carry it out. That's not called derech chaytzor. And then viragloi. You carry out something with your foot. It's not a derech chaytzor, you potter. Shalai kederech, you always potter. Pepiv, somebody carries out something in his mouth. You take out money in your mouth, you potter on Shabbos. So it says here, Amoitzi pepiv, I behodet nam biyomru lagmur increases. Amoitzi Shabbos vasi pepiv is chayiv. The other Gemara says, if you carry it on Shabbos, you are chayiv in your mouth. Hani mili oichlin, shadaka letzim bepiv v'shat achila. As if you're eating something in your mouth, and you walk outside with it on Shabbos, then you chayiv. That's called the derech chaytzor. Because the mal oichlin belongs in your mouth, so to carry it out in your mouth, you'll be chayiv. Here we're talking about things that don't belong in your mouth. You carry out a pen in your mouth. So a pen doesn't belong in your mouth, you don't usually carry with your mouth, that's why you potter. But if you carry out food in your mouth, and you chayiv, then you chayiv. That's to your elbow. So you carry out something in your elbow, or else the oznoi in your ears, or the sari, you carry out something in your hair, or the fundosoi, you carry out something with your belt. Trash Badasa means ozer cholol. You have a holy belt that has holes inside it. No pio lamata. The hole, the opening is like a wallet there, but it's turned upside down. So usually you don't carry out that way. If you have the opening upside down, facing downwards, you don't put things inside there. So it's not a derech to carry out this way, you potter. Vein pumdasa lechalukai. You put something in between your belt and your shirt. You want to stuff something in, you want to carry the handkerchief. So you stuff the handkerchief between your belt and your shirt. It's right, that's not called Kedera Chotso. There wouldn't be a Nisa Shab, there wouldn't be a Nisa Diraisa. But the Rabbanon and Sasser, but the Diraisa will be Mutado. Of a Sfat Chaluko, here you put on the Rashi Sfat Tachtain on the bottom rim, you put it. Of a Manola, you carry out in your shoes, of a Sandola, either sandals or shoes, is Potter. Shlohetzir Kedera Chamoitzin. As with the rice, you only chayv if you carry out something the derech, the way people carry out in your hands, you carry it out in your feet, or all these other ways, not like a derech, you potter on Shabbos. With the rice, you potter. With the rabbanon, though, it's also. So, Ma'omer Reb Lozer, ha'moitzi ma'asor l'malam yasor tvochim chayv. If somebody carries out on Shabbos and he has his ma'asor above you tvochim, still is chayv. Rashi ha'moitzi ma'asor l'malam yud ma'aviru bi'aver bi'yodi. Means you're carrying something in your hand. You have this apple in your hand, and you're walking outside, and your hand is more than you tefachim off the ground. It's not on your shoulders. And still the apple now is more than you tefachim off the ground. Still yechayiv. If you're carrying the apple on your shoulders, that's what our Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if you carry it out on your shoulders, yechayiv. And usually a person's shoulder is more than a foot off the ground. It's more than you tefachim. It's more than 40 inches off the ground. I've heard that Nazat Rashi Azorik Dal Damas Bekoisol Lamalam Yasorik Azorik Biaver. We had a lacha before that Rishus Harabim only goes up Yutfachim. Something more than Yutfachim is not called Rishus Harabim. Now, if you have a wall, in the Rishus Harabim, and you throw something that gets stuck onto the wall, so if it gets stuck higher than Yutfachim, you potter. Because since it's Yutfachim up, it's not called in Rishus Harabim. So go shveh if you carry holding an apple in your hand. Since the apple now is more than you tefachim off the ground, why you chayiv? It's not in the Rishus Rabbim. What's the difference whether you throw it onto the wall, it's lamala meyud yapotter, or whether you're walking through the Rishus Rabbim dal damis, it's in your hand. Why you chayiv? The chayiv not through the Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi, daf that's only by Zurich. Avo mavir chayiv, the yalav of nekos the mishkan. We'll soon learn it out from Sukkim that if you're walking with it. Could be there, the svar is that the apple is in your hand, and your hand is on your body, and your body is touching the Rishus Rabbim. So since your Ikka body is in the Rishus Rabbim, it's still considered this apple is in the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, if you walk with an apple, Dal Damas Rishus Rabbim, even though the apple at all times is the Malam Yitzvachim, still Yechayif. And Rashi says, we'll learn it out in the Gemara, how we know this. So that's Reb Lezer's Al-Chiddush. You carry out an apple and you're holding it in your hand, and your hand is more than you tefachim off the ground, still you chayiv. Why? She came masa b'nei kos. Now b'nei kos carried out things and they were more than you tefachim high. So the more masa b'nei kos minolan, how do we know what he carried out was more than you tefachim off the ground? The pasuk says, ala mishkan v'ala mizbech. So makish the mishkan to the mizbech. Stop it. Makish mizbech the mishkan. Look at the height. Ma mishkan yudamis. Just like the Mishkan itself was 10 amas high, and that will still seem sukkim, is af mizbeach, or then the mizbeach was also yud amas high. For the Gemara Mishkan grew from an olon, how do we know the Mishkan was yud amas high? That's almost like 20 feet high. The siv, eser amos, erech ha-kerish, the pasuk says claw, that each kerish, each board of the Mishkan was 20 amas high. So the Mishkan itself was 20 amas high. And the pasuk says here, ala Mishkan ve'ala mizbeach. That there's a hekesh to the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, so they're both 20 amas, they're both 10 amas high. Uksiv, the pasuk says, Vayifrosh es oil al ha-Mishkan. And what that Moshe spread the oil on top of the Mishkan. His Moshe was able with his own hands to reach 10 amas high, and he spread the arias, he spread the curtains that they put on top of the Mishkan, on top of the Kroshim. The Yomarav, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirshu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself spread out the oil on top of the Mishkan. Is a chur mikana to lomad goivim shalavim. How tall were all the levim? His avimino now is that just like Moshe was 10 amas high, who were then all the levim were 10 amas high? His Moshe was an average size. The avimino is so if Moshe was 10 amas high, all the levim were 10 amas high. Eser amas. Now, what's the raya? Moshe was 10 amas because it says Moshe was able to put the covering on top of the Mishkan. Yeah. So if the Mishkan was 10 amas high, he also had to be 10 amas high in order to reach there. So the Havamin is all the Levim were also 10 amas high. Now the Levim carried out the Mizbeach. Right? They carried the Mizbeach. Ugemiri, we know, Techol Tuna, anytime you carry something, the Midlay B'mutais, when you carry it with sticks, Is anything you're carrying with two people, you have a stick long, and something's hanging down on the stick. How do you carry it? Tilta milel. You have one third of mushal here that carrying the mizbeach. One third of the mizbeach is on top of the head. You pick it up, that one third should be like off the ground, should be higher than you. And two thirds of the mishkan, of the mizbeach, is below there, where either the shoulders or the head. That's what usually carries things with a stick. He carries things with a stick. On what part of the mishkan, on what part of the mizbeach, hey, do you put the stick in order to hold it? Mamish, one third down. One third down, that's where you put the stick. So when you're carrying it here, if this is your height here, so one third is above you, and two thirds is underneath you. Mitachas. Ishtaka kumtasais, to have a midla tuva, that the mizbeach they were carrying was much more than yutfachim off the ground. Because the mizbeach now was 10 amas high. So one third of it was off the ground. One third of 10 is kamat three, more than 3 amas. Now more than 3 amas is more than yutfachim. There are 6 tvachim to an amma. So in 3 amas, you have much more than 10 tvachim. From the size to Mizbeach was more than 10 tefachim off the ground. And still the Pasuk calls it a masui, that the B'nai Kos carried it. See, it's called a melacha. To see if he carries something, the Malam Meyud, it's called a melacha Yechai. That's one way how you learn it out. He boy Yisem, another pshat is Me'orin. We learn it out from carrying the Orin itself, that the B'nai Kos carried the Orin. The Yom Amar, Orin Tisha, the Orin was 10 tefachim high, Ukapurus tefach. And the kaparis was a tefach high. So together, harei kan yud. The oran was 10 tefachim high. Or gemiri, like we learned before, the chol tuna de midlei bemutais, anything you carry with rods, with a stick, and you put it on the stick to carry, pick it up, two people to pick it up, is gemiri tilta melil, one third of it is higher than you, or trei tilti melara, and two thirds is below you. Ishtakach telamala meyud heavy. If the Levium themselves were Yud Amis high, so they're picking it up now. So Yud Amis, they have this thing way off the ground. So it's way off Yud Tvachim, off the ground. So Rashi, the Cheshbon is like this. Tiltim Liel. V'chiv the Mizbeach. That's why Mizbeach makes one. V'yisem Rashi, Le'gvi Levium. V'yisem Rashi, the Pshat is Le'gvi Levium. It could be old Levium were not as tall as Moshe. They tanker were not 10 amas high, 20 feet high. For Labim Mizbech, I mean, we don't learn it out from the Mizbech. The Shema Leviyim, like Yviel, is Zion Amis. Maybe Leviyim are only 7 amas tall. The Yain, Ma Soyin, the Mizbech, Gavoya, Minoritz, Elevigimel, like Gimel, Beza, Gimel Tvachim. Could be Abizay was only 2 or 3 Tvachim off the ground. So maybe that's why Yechayim. No, me Orin Gomel or Ablezer. We have Lezer learned down from the Orin. Ishtakas Lamalam Yud Koy, Trashi Tuva. The Orin that was only 10 tefachim high, when Leviyim picked it up, it was way off the ground, more than 10 tefachim. Why? Trashi Tuva. Afilu ain goivin shal Leviyim ela gimel amas kamoini. Afilu kamoini. Afilu you want to say Leviyim are only like our size, they're only a 6 footer. They're only 3 amas tall. 3 amas tall is between 5.5 feet to 6 feet, that's normal height. So Afilu you want to say Leviyim was only normal height. Hare Yud Ches Tvachim. It was 18 Tvachim. They were. Hey, if you hold the 3 Amas tall, so each Amma is 6 Tvachim, so they were 16 Tvachim tall to Levim. The Oren ain't tall Lamato, Mixveim, Elevav Tvachim. The Oren was only sticking down from their shoulders, we say 2 thirds, so 2 thirds of 10 is only 6 Tvachim. Of Azayu Beishlish and 2 thirds Tefach. Hishtakach to Goiva Yud Vyoiser. Since they were Yud 18 Tvachim high, and it's only down Vav Tvachim, so it's Kamat still a good 12 Tvachim off the ground. And still you say it's called a Masui. So you see something more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, still you chay for. Yeah. So the Trey told him, L'Rash, Takas L'Malam, Yud Hevei Koi. So that's the raya, that when they carried the Orim, it was more than Yud Tvachim off the ground, and still the Torah calls that a melacha. You see, it's called the Chashiva Haitzah. For the Mara of Ligma Moshe, what was Shreem the first trap, not now for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mara Dilma Moshe Shani, maybe Moshe was different. The Yom Amar, Ein HaShchina Shoro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts the Shechina, Elo HaChochem, somebody that's a Chochem, Giber, somebody that's strong, V'yosha, somebody that's very rich. Obal Kaima, somewhere that's very tall, and you learn it out from Moshe. So it could be Moshe was taller than everybody else. So there's no raya for Moshe. Moshe was Yudamis, only Moshe was Yudamis. But everybody else is much less than Yudamis, you can't learn out from Moshe. That's why we learned it out from the Oren, that the height of everybody was normally only 3 yamas tall, and still you can learn out from the Oren, you can learn it out.